Wednesday, October 25, 2017. Good afternoon and welcome to your midweek edition of the program Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown, 99.5 FM na Bo, on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell, and me na Fatima Sisi, presenter for today's edition of the program Midday Show. Midday Show, like all time, inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and self-entertainment. So, no go nowhere. Continue for day with me inside this next 1 hour. You can as well drop your comment or question to the number 0779-81981. The number way for drop your comment or question to na 0779-81981. Or you can as well drop on our Radio Democracy Facebook page. The program again, a Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I continue with the program, and inside the studio this afternoon, I want to welcome Ibrahim Suma, who is the National Deputy Chairman for the Alliance Democratic Party. Mr. Suma, they inside the studio for can talk about accountability and transparency na the ADP Party. Good afternoon, Mr. Suma, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, listening and viewers.
Okay. I continue with the program, and now I take my first item inside the program this afternoon. Plenty people don't come out for being member of parliament for different constituency, and one party aspirant then for member of parliament in a constituency 128 around Wilberforce, Temberton, and other parts them the western part na Freetown. Abubakar Sila, where people can call Abu APC, don't go meet with Market Woman then I will be first market for make them support him inside this next election, as he say he wants to be the member of parliament for this constituency. Abu APC inside this meeting with Market Woman then attended tongue talk about the reason they will make he wants to be the next member of parliament for people like constituency 128. He talk with Will Maya to Sheriff.
The Market Woman then are me own chief them. Because they are elders, they are my sisters and brothers there as well. And I mean, Mama, they are kind of a myself to them today, officially a reminder of the old them too. Because me, they don't deal with them, you know, since 2001. And now it is 2017. So I say, I need to hand over myself to them. My tradition as Africans. You need to go tell people, say, this is my intention. Even though they all do know. So like, now that's what I can do today.
Now we say you divide for the parliamentary seats now for this constituency. First of all, start to tell you why you feel, say, you for being member of parliament for this constituency.
Well, me and Sierra Leonean, I don't pass the age, I qualify for being a member of parliament, giving them adequate representation, because parliament is made for people where they are able to articulate issues, people then views them, interact with your constituents then. Please build on the footing of development, bring development to your constituents then. Me don't already beginner since 2012. So now that I want to continue as my mentor now, the soon to be elected vice president, my God in power, Honorable Cheri Koko, the political icon, God don't promote him.
Tell me how popular you be for Spinat as Honorable Nadis constituents.
I'm extremely popular. I don't organize a compact program. Where people have flop now by first film on the 13th. I call on voters, not only APC people, but the general constituents them. For them to go out there and register. That will be the sleep. It's a way they count extension. I contribute greatly and also with people like that. So in other words, I go out there and call on the APC and the swing voters. And they like today they all come and register. Inside that program the kind way people and Bokuna feel. Myself not believe with me I because we just are like say me a presidential candidate.
Now tell me some of the development that we don't count on this constituency, where you feel say if people if the fortunate for letting give the symbol, which thing for me people and feel say they for vote you in as well, a member of parliament for representing a parliament.
Since 2012 I begin with an organization called Help Young Foundation. Of course, person can click Help Young Foundation Sierra Leone na Facebook page. It is see what here with Abidi do. We begin to go and collect the thing and people post them. So man be visiting no more. This man something wrong with here. Clean with Bafos, the same way then they take all them dots bin them. Na future ya. Then maybe you in charge for clean with Bafos through a group called Help Young Foundation. They do and Mr. say they go foot to the go and collect the thing. And they na one thing I begin do. Then inside the election 2012 I formed the pine team. an APC campaign group for this constituency 110 today. Well, now na 128. You understand? Well, we able for organizing for before gala. Of course, we are the very first person we pronounce the word for inside Unaru Station 1921. Then inside that for before gala day, 16 communities then participate at the program. Then at the end of the day, I also organize another sensitive program when a commitment for peaceful elections. These commitments for peaceful elections are become with all aspiring candidates then. Then we aspire for council or symbol business. So let them go for commit themselves to a non-violence election. And I'm so glad it comes successfully among these other people. The sign that me and they commit themselves to peaceful election. At the end of the day, we able for the three people who emerge as councillors do let today. So that is another thing back. Then come to the market business. The market two man then, this market today will be so delayed today. I engage them. Me and them always we own meeting with them. So me say they go on radio, they talk for them, look the market with them. But they like today, thank God, city council will don't come panel. Now we get a building where they go on now. When I multi-purpose building where is worship the current mayor implement and through city council, they build up for me. So like I don't day on this tier for quite a long time. I they build bridges. I don't build two bridges inside Grand Site community. Then inside Tembe Town, APC Waterside Field, I don't build promptly. But now our town no more now connection no more now with them, but we do on courses.
Okay, now I will just tell we upon all the development them here, so we don't count my constituency. What do you want to the big one them inside the party when they give symbol to people? What do you want to say to them?
Me no say the work more enough. In fact, now I ready for work more. Come at long go line with the group. What me they talk now plead me they plead to them. Say let them give me the opportunity to representing people in a parliament. Me strongly believe say I don't go to parliament, I go turn no more. I they seek me party interest and at the same time seek the people, serve them very well now at constituency level. Continue with developmental programs. Who promise me party say by God in power I will follow the footsteps of my own mentor, Honorable Cheri Koko. I will hoist up the flag of APC higher than how it is so, and we go through the rule of Tinubu.
Abubakar Silawe, people they call Abu APC. Now one pan the aspiring candidates and for member of parliament for constituency 128 where be the talk inside that interview the reason we make it fit for go inside the race for be member of parliament for people not that constituency day. Well, I continue with the program and still inside politics. For Sekawe Salon go hold the general election March 7, 2018. Different political party them don't they pick them presidential candidates and one per them party am now the National Progressive Democratic Party NPD outside the person where the party don't pick for be them presidential candidate one Patrick outside the person where the party don't pick for be them presidential candidate Patrick say if Salon people give him the chance for be the president for inside the next election he will try as best as possible for make people na the military able for Bill bridge them na different side na the country. Elizabeth Ali Blango gets more and he go now report.
The National Progressive Democrats now one of plenty other political party them we don't pick them presidential candidates for the March 7, 2018 election. Patrick Oduwaya now the presidential candidate for the NPD party. They talk about waiting qualify him for be the presidential candidate for the NPD party.
Professional experience is for manage people, money and technology and build systems, put systems in place. I've done that my whole life. On the flip side, since 2000 to now, I've also involved in Sierra Leone, start an NGO Naya, State the Children of Africa Fund for 6 years, helped thousands of people in their precious country. I've been into farming now, I also been into manufacturing as well. So I get fundamental understanding of the grassroots constraints in this country. I know the issue of bribery and corruption by the country in a very comprehensive, well-experienced person with the knowledge and skill sets required for lead this nation to transform this country to the country we will be. Whether I will transform the police, the military, or the education system, or the care delivery system, Patrick Oduwaya is the man to do that job.
The presidential candidate for the NPD party Kelly Ong say the two main political party them na the country not they seek the interest of certain people. They talk about some and they challenge them where the country they face now.
We are unemployment they rise, inflation don't increase to 13% if not more, and we know say youth unemployment is 65%. The uneducated Naya is close to 65% if not more. The country be declared bankrupt last year by the current president Dr. Anish Bai Kuruma. Austerity measures were imposed. While they say that they cut down government expenses, we actually see government expenses ballooned. So we tire of pronouncements by the government, both past and current governments then. We the people of Sierra Leone, we don't tire with pronouncements then and little results. The roads then, they crumble within 6 months and some within 1 year. We want to change that. We want the country and the next government to be accountable 100% to the citizens then.
This make Patrick Oduwaya, presidential candidate for the National Progressive Democrats, say, for make the country tap for higher engineer them, for build bridge and other thing them, where the MPD party take power after the 2018 election. Then go build a military academy, where go able for do all them work here.
I would love to see Sierra Leone Army deployed as an institution where we start primarily for protect lives and property, but participate in the development process of this country. We know there are business for our small contractors to build bridges there. We have the Sierra Leone Army Corps of Engineers. Why government not put money, partner them with some of the best institutions around the world? Why we not get a military academy in this country? Why they go train in Ghana and England? We should have a military university here where we teach the military the skills the way they need for both the private sector and in the military. The military engineers that will build the bridges there for we, develop the dams there for we, and also develop the telecom infrastructures for me, in addition to the civilian contractors there. But we never see that happen now. Me a very comprehensive, well-experienced person with the knowledge and skill set required for lead this nation to transform this country to the country for me.
Mohamed Camara, now the Secretary General for the National Progressive Democrats Party, he say, Salon people not for the allow politicians them for selling votes. And self say the National Progressive Democrats not get any plan for join the APC or the SLPP for any reason.
The Constitution says not to join with APC or SLPP ever. The very clear, the government can't do with the media. But as an entity, APC fights as an entity. SLPP as an entity, NPD says never ever work with them. Because the state, working with them is just by the way all things have been doing for the past coming years. If for only do something wrong for 56 years and increase for teacher, I will not see them wrong. The lawyer is a very hard-working fellow. This is not the proceeding way the first step will be associated with the key and the party in this nation for the March 7, 2018 election.
The presidential candidate for the National Progressive Democrats Party, NPD, Patrick Oduwaya, and say, now after where he go don't consult Salon people, but waiting they want for see for the country, he go pull a manifesto na do. For Radio Democracy, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango, the report.
Alright, the program is still listening to Nami the show, and it comes to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. The text line again at 0779-81981. Now for drop your comments or question at 0779-81981. Or if you as well do so now we get the Democracy Facebook page. No call na the line now for drop your comments or question as we continue with the program. Well, inside the studio again, I want for welcome Matiwisha Conte, when a member na the Sierra Leone National Scramble Association. He inside the studio this afternoon for can talk about the tournament where Salon go join just no other country them now the world for be part of. Good afternoon, Martin, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Okay, continue for with me, Martin. Now they going again to Mr. Suma. Mr. Suma, today inside the studio for can talk about lack of accountability and transparency now the national now the Alliance Democratic Party. When we say lack of accountability and transparency now the party, what do you mean?
Thank you very much for that question. Can I also today, I've been under these studios previously, February and March, where I can talk about the accountability and transparency between the leader of the party, Rena Kamarimba. And during that time, I mentioned about the funds that way they get from the diaspora, members that way they contribute, where they make donation, pledges and all that. I question them about that we need to get for they give account of all the money than the way they receive. During my period where I began also, Kamarimba not produce nothing as evidence for say yes, they give account of all the one and day. So I began to make a complaint at PPRC. And then we get a hearing, when I be first hearing within that time they were denied, that period they were day. But when we go to the hearing, PPRC not come out with any solution. Then just say, let we go, settle the problem in-house. And then I request for some document then we come in for produce. So after we left, 3 days ago, he produced a bank statement. And the bank statement we produced, I looked at the bank statement, the bank statement is not legit. And then I called the attention of the PPRC also, then just now respond to me. And then the audit report where the Kamarimba produced to me back again, which says internal audit report where I get with Mina Yaso while he talked to Naso. The report says financial statement ADP 1st January 2016 to 31 December 2016 on the top. On the bottom of it back, it said internal audit report. So it's two documents in one, a financial statement and an audit report. Where I can also, before I be left, I be asked for the one, the report where he give back in the PPRC. He never produced them to me before I left. When I left, still I be asked for them and not give them until I come back again. When I come back again, I call the notice of the PPRC also, say, I needed another hearing. This man never produced to me what he asked him for. And then call me back again. We then call me back again when I be yesterday we go. Yesterday when we go, to be honest with you, people that were there listening, the decision of the PPRC was not favorable to me.
How?
The reason we make us say so, when we sit on the hearing, it's just like I'm saying, I'm gonna come on, but take charge of the whole thing, just as they always they do. What we ask for, in not also not producer, we come not the hearing. Unless I therefore insist again, say, I need the copy where it provide to PPRC. I need them. So we get some things then where the commissioner there and the chairman them refuse, say, they not go give me them. But it come to an end now where then finally then give me them. And when they finally give me them, I look. Now here, at the one way PPRC get here, looking at me, I'm here, where he get both. It says again, Alliance Democratic Party, ADP, audited financial statement, January 2016 to December 2016. The firm where do the audit now, Boom Tijan Duati and Company Limited, is a chartered accountant. Again, I just want for let me people there listening and the way they listen, let them know say there's a difference between an audit report and a financial statement. So with me, I just conclude no more say this one is a financial statement. An audit report is an audit report should always go just like when they send an accountant for go audit a firm. When they go audit to a firm, you they ask for them bookkeeping. You they ask for them bank statement. For know how income they go in there and how then they spend them. But when you look at this, this is just a financial statement of breakdown of the finances of that particular party, for the party. To me, that does show me for say, the system of this country, so to me, like I said, documents are not verified, which is not fair. Every document, now every institution, when somebody provide a document to you, it has to be verified. And it has to go to the right channel where it's supposed to be. But if you don't verify, you look at it no more, so you just put on door, you don't look the content of her, then when it comes up, then it'll be a problem. And when I looked at it, or they look at it, as I saw what I picked them yesterday, they look at them. This is just a financial statement. And then when you look up and the signature of the auditor, one of the one where it says 2016, the internal auditor, it says here so Alpha Conte, when are the internal one, and it says the financial statement also.
So basically, as you say, the financial statement is not comprehensive. Now, let's go to the one we get for do with the audit report. Waiting at the conclusion of the report, waiting the audit report, they say.
Well, like I said, the numbers, the way we get now the audit report here, so we made a scene here, so, like to me, like I said, I'm not facing that now, this is an audit. It's a financial statement. It's not an audit. Because nothing is backed up on this information. There's no invoice. There's no receipt. There's nothing. So like I said, I don't want to go in detail. If I said to go in detail on all these things, I will take much of my time. But I just want to go in a part of the PPRC Act we see now. Every political party within short time after issue of its of final certificate of registration under section 12, as the commission may direct in written submission of the commission, a written declaration giving details of all assets and expenditures, including contribution, donation, pledges of contribution of or donation, whether in cash or in kind, made to the mayor of the initial asset of the party. They not say yes, so say individual. They said the party, members of the party. And when I get me concerned about this, I raise them, we fit to say Cameron member is doing everything based on himself. Because every time we come to public, he's talking about himself. Me, don't spend so. Then, what about the members? Are we running a political party or we are running me? Yeah. So, like I said, those are some of the things I don't pick on and that a lot. And I can tell the people, the last time I came, I show the viewers then all my receipts where I don't transmit money to this man here, so for the party. It's not for a personal use.
Transmit money for waiting.
For the party.
Okay.
For the upkeep of the party. Okay. So like I said, nothing reflect on the bank statement wherein the man provide to me. That bank statement they give it give me, I go through the bank statement. And when I go through the bank statement, it's the same thing. There's nothing there which shows say fund has been going in that account. No. And not to show that.
But you now the deputy chairman, and all this while you don't deal with the party. Who say the way all this they happen when and now we they see something like they were so they come up?
Well, like I said, sometimes when something, every time is I come to the studio, those are the questions people are asking, why is now? Sometimes when we are, not to me one winning at the party, we so many then at the party. The diaspora and the people then I also also. And like I always say, party not belongs to one person. It belongs to everybody and everyone.
No.
Even people serving not in at the party, if you are a civil union, you lie for join any party you want for join. So when you join that party, you want you lie for ask for anything you want for ask for. It doesn't matter what time you ask for one. Maybe the time you want to say, you know, we don't ask all this time. Hey, I've been waiting for say maybe this month, so maybe it will come out to me and give me an explanation as a leader. Or the secretariat or the treasurer should then want to forgive me a breakdown of something.
Mr. Sumau, nothing has been done. What are they say? I know they question the time where you they do you questioning or whatsoever. What are they saying now that you they part of the executive? And I'm sure any kind way where the chairman or the leader don't they spend money, you suppose for no now that I try for say.
Okay, well that's make I try for tell yourself say the man is just a dictator. That man they even consult me for anything with he they do. And me not I not live now so permanently. I they go and come. I live in America. I they go and come. And all the time where I come where I be done day with him, like I said, there's so much this thing coming up all the time. But every time you sit down with this man for talk to him for something, he will find a way for manipulate the whole thing. But like I said, it come to a time now where myself to go and discuss of the whole thing. Say, enough is enough. Like people and they talk all within, they say within, they say so. It's like, I they kind of answer on this party issue all the time. I'm spending my own money. I'm not spending party fund. And by right, as me, as the deputy chairman, everything I spend on the party issue, I should be reimbursed. But I've never asked for it. So why people are concerned about me? Now, when I give the money, I will give the money for the party. And with all my act, because we are going for a vision. Those are the vision that I believe. But they look like, for say, the man of himself now, just want to take people as a fool, or take people and fit to say, you go open for dominate them. And like I said, I have some of the, these are some of the things, even the PPRC where we go yesterday, some of the issues that were bring them up. The chairman then just try for say, then just want for ignore them, or don't know want for take the thing so serious. This is a bank statement of Kamarimba in Bank of America, in America, where state say, Mohamed Kamara, where I make a deposit of $1,000. Now in this,
Okay, now from what did they say? People go look at and say you're more concerned about the money where you don't they bring into the party rather than the party as a whole.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about the money.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the running of the party. The party has to be run as a political party. It does not have to be run like an ordinary something where we just get out and self no more. It has to be run like a political party. Even an organization self you open. You get to run like an organization. You business. If you open a business, you get to run them as a business. You get to run them as a business. I don't see no way you go open a business, you don't run as a business. Why you open a business for? But this party that they run as a political party. Nothing has been explained to anybody. This man is just running everything, control every executive position at the party. And like I said, they like today when we come up with that, I get concerned. And some of the issue here, like I said, this man, I just made a look, somebody give me something with talk about an asset and everything. This is what I'm saying. Because people in the camp Naya, we don't live outside, we for camp can show a difference or make a change to the country and educate the people then how things in the happen other side. But in the camp, they fool the people also. Because this I see an asset of this man, just you just put everything in the media, this Nami asset. What verifies it? Nothing. And nobody want to question about it. Why would not they get that thing for fake face people and question it and then they open for give account of something when they produce?
But Kamalima be they come out clear on how he be they spend the party in money.
That's like I think say Kamalima all the time over they send all those pledges they already send to them. Kamalima is just going on the media, on social media or Facebook, print say, oh, I do this, thank you very much for an unflinching support and all those things. That is not what, it's not what you say. This is not our yeri. Our yeri is something in paper, black and white, that shows, like I said, I don't live outside for so long. So I know what thing I fit to say, I for know. Nobody no take me right from me. Never mind, I come now, so maybe the system are different, but no. Our 120 for A, B, that's why B, for E, for B. And some of the things that we come in, but also now, I see he put an asset of house and 5 houses and all those things. You people kick up, that's why we have Google. Google will give you the answer of everything that you want. If you Google all this property that Kamalimba State say get now, it will tell you everything, the value of that property. And if you go now they call a Maryland taxation, you Google now and you put that information there, it will give you everything. If you go to www.zillow.com, Z-I-L-L-O-W, you put that property there back, it will bring everything up. Okay. So if you come out and claim, I get this, I get that, verify it. Or let him show you, they get something as America, where you buy a house, there are documents, you have a deed of trust. That deed of trust, they show who that get them, who that I get the house, where name did it. Let Kamalimba produce them.
Okay, continue for those. Me now the studio, Mr. Suma. I will come back to you shortly. The program where they listen to Namide Show. And they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. And on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell. Well, I still get with me now the studio, Martin Wisha Conte. We come out now the Sierra Leone National Scramble Association, and a day inside the studio for can talk about the competition where Salon the plan for be part of short just now. Mr. Martin, look, we go to you now. Tell me about the tournament where una the plan for take part.
Well, the Sierra Leone National Scramble Association, the plan for take part now the World Championship will take place in Kenya, Nairobi, on the 6th of November to the 12th of November. But presently, we don't know we fit whether Sierra Leone will be represented or not be represented.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean, simple, because we all know say all sports associations they under the Sports Council and the Ministry of Sports, who they represent the government. And the last African Championship, because of we late for tender, we budget or proposal to the Ministry of Sports, government not be giving money at all. So now we said go for go and go trust money for Les Salon be represented. This time around, the minister be advised to say, okay, the una be late for present una budget last year December. I go advise una that na the meet you get with the ministry in January. Say una present una budget as early as possible so that government will give una small support so that una go represent the continent at the coming World Championship. Nigeria go tell you say they're on top of situation. Kenya, Ghana, Zimbabwe, they're all there on top of situation. But for Sierra Leone, we don't know if it at all. Since we present our budget say 4 months ago, not even a single reply we don't get from the Ministry of Sports or government for know whether Salongo, whether we go take part or we not go take part. And Scabble, now one we go create serious impacts now, not only the people's life, also students' lives as well. Today Scabble na Ghana, in there at national level, in there they get what you call the InterVarsity Scabble Championship, Inter-Secondary Schools in Scabble Championship. The same also to Nigeria, the same also to Kenya, where they host the tournament, a world tournament come this year. So as we speak presently, we don't know if it at all whether the Sierra Leone Scabula session will be represented in the World Championship.
But when I don't hear from me, the ministry and no way to responsible for the,
well, on several occasions we don't try for meet them. We do not seem forgive attention. This sort of a small organization within our one corner would go represent. This we talk about the Sierra Leone National Scrabble Association. Today, with the impact we Scrabble on create, now picking the life in Nigeria, it don't become a national concern. Whenever we then talk, say, whether be it African Championship or whether be it in local championship or World Championship, Nigeria will be well represented. Ghana will be well represented. Kenya will be well represented. And Salon will be in for Sierra Leone. We still continue for struggle. Since we present to budget, we don't try for do follow up for lay. The minister itself go pay attention to we. No say yes, this in tournament here they come up.
But una be there by any means get approval, say they receive the letter.
Sure, we don't get approval on several occasions. The minister said don't go near say yes. We don't get up. We the una proposal dinner with table, but yet as we speak, we not get any encouragement or word from the ministry. Say we not allow all cast dinner around table because this is not an individual property. This is for go represent Sierra Leone. So on a low world cast dinner around table and see what here we two will do. Ogo assist now because the last African Championship as well, and the Sierra Leone Commercial Bank be provide a ticket for we. Then and of course the Attorney General and JFK self be help with small way. We be able to send four Scabula same. We be good. We get one of four in Scabula. We presently based in England. We for the past 5 years now young pocket is done the deep. What's in the work in England? Now in the pool money in your own pocket for make sure say Salon be represented, whether it be the World Championship, whether it be the African Championship, now so be done they happen. So this time around, because before this time, now be one space no more Salon gets. But now because of the last performance, we'll be sent, we'll self squeeze, we'll go trust money, over 50 million euros to go trust, for little more, this Salon will be represented. We send four scabulas and go. The Nigerian Super World Power winner Jigere, where today Nigeria are one of the World Power per Scrabble. In bitam, but today usually don't suit the got sorry for them. So now that we don't try for do for make sure say this time around then for then kind of spaces and day we don't give Salon we no one lost some and if we get a single scrabula we will represent Salon all the other spaces and opportunity we Salon don't get now we get for lost some. So now that make we self don't try we don't go to the ministry to do the work a day. But no attention on give. So I make we self decide for use the media follow. We appeal to the government and also serious organizations if follow come to rescue so that Salon will be represented at the World Scrabble Championship. We will take place in Kenya coming next month.
Okay, continue follow with me inside the studio, Wisha. We continue with the program and now we take another issue. Usai with a join we reporter now. Usai with a join Mohamed Kamarimba now na the program where they do for declaring assets today. Good afternoon, Mohamed Kamarimba Mansari, and welcome to the program with issue. Hello, Mohamed. Okay, we will come back to the interview day. We will try for get Mohamed Kamarimba back as he try for declaring assets today. We go join us shortly and give updates. Okay, we don't get him on the line. Hello, Mohamed Kamarimba Mansai. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Okay, so give me an update. What in the happen?
In fact, unfortunate enough this morning, Wadi 98.1 now declare say I invite more other people and say today 10 o'clock na Sludge office, when at the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists office, then they are going to declare my assets and including everything we need for make as a public warrant for the highest office of the land. I owe obligation to the people of this country. I could declare my assets. So now that's what I do today. Hello?
Yes, I didn't get you. Wait here, wait till you don't declare.
I don't declare almost everything. I get 5 hosts in America. I show the addresses them. Some of them say nationally as they are against this. The value, the assets value, it's most them back in our salon. The address them back there. I don't declare them out. It's assets value. The accounts that I'm checking in savings account, work in America, and the retirement account, the way that they call America, 401k, 401k and 403b plans, the way they work on that, they get retirement, they're moving in and account them, and the accounts that are salon are back, and the last one is the cash in hand. If I the people, I'm shocked, I'll be able to put some dollars them, and Leon's will be there with me while I shoot them. And I'll be the try because I know I show a lot of money because from what kind of this country I am, I'll be talk about, I'll be very humble. And we you see other wannabe president that is make Koto Katine, me are very humble. So I mean are the people's choice, I know I'm be the money's choice. So I try even way we go through the lawyers, we they say, la add assets, furniture, my jewelry them. Because even the mobile watch one on my hand is like $1,000 and she said, why do you put all of these things? And I said, no. I say, I just want to be humble. So I don't put all of the excess assets them. And I the solid one them way, who's in America, who's in a salon, bank account, and money at hand. I don't know what I show today. We in over $2 million we are worth. I don't even show the other rest because I don't want big people in the field say it's all about what I get.
Say you know why people and feel say it's all about what you get, where you suppose for declare everything if you run for the highest position we get for doing the presidency.
Yes, like you say, so now that I do, and I don't call on President Ernest Baikoma make instances declare his assets before he left office publicly, and because what I do today, no one day happen. Well, no one day get a presidential candidate or a flag bearer publicly declare a asset. This is unprecedented, not the first thing is, I don't call on the president for Lee Duamli, Emily Salif Johnson, and I don't call on all the aspiring presidents, Marabio, Yumkela, Tamura Kamara, maybe they do the same.
Hello? Yeah. I know they go to other presidents there. What are they asking now that you say you not declare everything because you know why they...
No, I say I know add access.
Okay.
What I mean is, like furniture, jewelry, certain of that thing, and I not adding there.
Okay, so other than then at the program, I mean, in terms of civil society and all other people, are we supposed for presence at the program where they do your declaration?
Almost every civil society we are not in camp. One of the somebody we even make a statement, short statement there, Andrew Lavallee, when an executive officer of a big civil society in Aya, and almost all journalists, them including one the most Radio Democracy, they all been there. And concerned citizens then back then come. Even the Council of Imams, one of the say with the churches and say representatives that they so it really covered. You get a national flavor day today and the people have been so much then jam packed to the hall be very jam packed.
So you party member then all day and they're okay with the declaration?
Yes, yeah, before they do this, now see I don't talk to them first. Yesterday we'll get meeting as an executive and in fact my Secretary General Aja Sata Abdullahi Kamara be there at the high table with me. And the financial secretary, the PRO and all that be there and at the hall today.
But Mohammed, we still get one of you member way na the deputy chairman for the party. We still a question the issue we get for the transparency and accountability na the Alliance Democratic Party.
I don't say I don't want to talk about this man because at the game prominent. And it don't come prepare, it don't come earlier this year. I mean, then at that podium day, the same accusation they do him. It don't come back where APC convention day on. It don't come back with the same allegation. Monday we get meeting PPRC, then kick him out. In fact, you say one auditor report of the ADP, outside auditor's report, now PPRC Giam, not to me again, you know, then Giam 2 years. And in fact, it count fake receipts them. We in the same, money. We then look the receipts. The one of the commissioner find out say most of their receipts they in other people and name now one green receipt be my name. And I even challenge them for the past over 1 year now, making sure Usai give 1 cent to ADP, 1 cent from last year October to now, making sure 1 cent in Ubu Duam. And they are showing this to me. Everything where people know me, and not give 1 cent, they not do nothing to the ADP. From what I tell you, from last October to now. So somebody like that, where we don't contest 16 by-elections, where each by-election, they tell you, they spend over at least minimum of 20 to 30 million leons. When a local one, the presidential one, we spend over 100 million leons for each by-election. And then we come back, we get 18 offices them, where in a minute they do this lion share. And where you know, if I don't construct a brand new host, if some person they can now, they accuse you of say this way it not get proof, this is election time. And like I say, I don't want to dwell on that. The good thing is the people of this country know better and then really ready for show say come on to the campus. I don't declare today all out, and if you see what I declare with 28 the claim say $100 receipt where it's send for me, where it's in America, it's just sad.
But according to this man, when I'm Mr. Suma, it is say on a financial report, not just a summary of what una don't they do, and also no proper documents, bank statement or whatsoever, not they for sure say the auditor them do exactly what they supposed for do for audit una finances.
The man not even know what they talk about. Like I say, they don't go PPRC with their facts and they overview, they don't look everything, they don't dismiss them, they don't kick them out. What I refer for tell you is, the party will not get money. Make a repeat again. ADP or any political party in this country will not get money nowhere. So even that day, they tell them that no institution, no government, no nothing will give you money. The money they come up from members. So you tell me now, as a new political party, as you see, don't have so we know within this country, who's already put money? The membership that all the people are already contributing money, not this tender. Then you know now, American man for money, will you tell me how much money they'll be able to give towards the party? So technically,
the dues reflect now the report. The membership dues they reflect now the report?
Absolutely. In fact, what I tell you is, we'll not get membership due. We get yearly membership card. All report, they use the money the way that they help me on presidential campaign. In fact, I even use that money towards the party. And then they still know that. If I number them, they way a letter, they way dissociate themselves from Brematogo, the number there. I think when I for get a copy, when I for call them all, interview, they say, you name the how? Would you give money? How much money don't you get to or why you give that money? When I for advise that this man, they dissociate themselves with them, and he just they go ahead. They lie, they talk about, say, they, I don't tell you this, even the money that women they receive for the monthly so that they help, it's not even enough for pay the people the way they are around, that type of work you give them, for me to run the offices them. In order so they can pay for the whole month, something like $300, $400. I'm not talking about field and also where would they get for field things. This man, he bent for can't destroy me image, and he said no that, and one thing I assure him, if me na the kind person, you say don't follow me for years, and now close the election, I'll be bad person. If me na been bad person 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, why you not see him? When I close the election now, now they can begin to call them continue. So, like I tell you, this is a forum for discredit me, and believe me, it's not going to succeed, because the people of this country are no better.
Well, that's Nabi Mohamed Kamarimba Mansare, the chairman and leader for the Alliance Democratic Party. Be the talk insider online interview day with me. Well, the program is still listening to Nami the show, and they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I will continue with the program, and now I take another issue, and when we come back, we will continue with Martin Wusha Conte as he inside the studio for talk about the tournament competition where Salon the plan for be part of. And they continue with the program, and now are they going inside education? Because he said the educational sector don't they drop na Salon, make the national president for National Union of Sierra Leone Students NUS, Usman Bikal Kamara, say November 3 NUS go hold one educational conference for students them whose are stakeholder than at the educational sector, plus students and other people go look inside the plenty challenge them where he said on the hamburg in the country educational sector. Usman Bikal Kamara, now the national president for NUS, and he talked inside this interview with Theodore Arena.
That would have huge implications
of Sierra Leone students, now the peak representative body for students across the country. As a union, we now the body responsible for, we now the custodian of the rights and aspirations of Sierra Leonean students both at home and abroad. We very much concerned over the fact say examination malpractice then they become so widespread in the country, and then they get a plethora of challenges in the educational sector, and we think say we forget this educational conference where they bring all stakeholders in the educational sector on board for see how we go able dialogue and initiate key point then for say we reverse the ugly trend in the educational sector.
Okay, not to secret say the educational standard don't go down because plenty tell don't they see picking then they involve by exam malpractice. How this educational conference go help in that ARD?
Well, the fact is we bring all the stakeholders and the educational sector on board, ranging from the Minister of Education, OAEC, Conference of Principals, Teaching Service Commission, Tertiary Education Commission, National Youth Service, and ACC, and so many other stakeholders. And we think say this will go along way in addressing the challenges every day emanate from the educational sector, because we will encourage everybody, we will assess everybody in role, encourage everybody for sure we will offer patriotic services and spearhead the debate for a better education, a better delivery in the educational sector. So by and large, we believe see that will play a big role for improve or for safeguard the quality of education in this country.
Okay, the conference on I will get forget on the educational issue, now call on quality assurance in education and graduate employability. When we go to listen, we go once for know what you mean by this.
Well, we believe say when it comes to education, quality counts. Not for just go college, you get the paper, invite the skills for paper qualification over performance, now one is college. Because most people just think say, now for just going to college, you go take the paper, you left the empty. Then they, you know, they take you anyway. In fact, the perpetrators and several they involved in examination malpractice for no say they are losing out. The parents and we they encourage them picking them for cheats in normal and public exams for no say them picking and they lose out. Because if you go to college or go to school, you go pass exam, when you say self no say you are empty headed, you don't learn anything. At the end of the day, you will get the paper, but you cannot perform. Even if you're fortunate for get a job, you can't compete with people from other places in the world. We don't see situations there, we don't see how the social media don't expose people in competence. And people that even though they claim say they get degree, they get certain qualifications, they're not even write better English. So we think say when it comes to education, everybody gets a role for see that quality is safeguarded. So that now the focus of this conference for see how every stakeholder will come on board for see that the quality and integrity of education are safeguarded.
When this conference is so good take place?
Now November 3rd, which is Council Auditorium at 7 a.m. now they start.
Okay, so students them go get for pay for go and this conference or not free?
Not free, nobody know they pay not free, because some of the pre-conference activities now for begin pay visit to schools for see how we also go spread the message of the educational conference, for how we discourage them from involving in examination malpractice, how we discourage them from involving in anything where you get the propensity for undermine the chances for the quality education. Because difficult as I say, not to forget the paper. That the task, that will ensure that you measure up to the task, that will ensure that the paper we get, they will reflect in the activities, in the intellectual output. The output now are the most important factor when it comes to education. You know, we don't go say, you know, a graduate in mass communication, for example, or you know, a graduate in English, done. But then you can write press release. You write English like the pre-colonial chiefs. So that kind of thing when they want this college, people will know say, everybody need for offer patriotic services.
Plenty of time they will school picking themselves can involve per exam malpractice. When I get any provision for them, for make themselves go able for attend this educational conference, for make them go know about quality assurance in education.
Well, the fact, see, we got so many schools, let's say alone, which is council hall, now we will accommodate everybody. We will invite select schools, you know, we will apologize profusely to the schools that we not go for the opportunity to be invited, but we to as much as possible again. Where most schools and participate, we will invite secondary schools, and we also go try for say we will involve primary schools then, because this thing don't even go down to the primary school level. So there's any for the attendance for NCC, this trend here, no, they in the best of interest and therefore work as much as possible for see that, you know, they get the best, then get the quality education way then talent deserve. They will not just follow the trend, because the trend now I for just we go take the paper. I take now we go take and go before. And that's when we want to discourage.
Usman Bika Kamara, na the national president for NUS, and he be the talk insider interview day with the educational conference where he plan for all this November. Usa is say stakeholder in by education business go sit down with different students them for look inside challenge the way the country educational sector done the face. Well, I continue with the program and I still get with me Martin Conte. Martin Richard Conte, you be the talk just now about the challenges there where you say una don't they get for be part of this competition. From what you talk, it's like Salon Noge for able for be part of the competition.
Well, I don't conclude now say Salon Noge be part of the competition, because we still on engagement and we still go continue, because presently the minister now did song and we expect him to arrive today. I believe say when he arrive, we will also try for engage him. Let me know which thing will be the association in fit, whether Sierra Leone will be represented or Sierra Leone will be represented. But for now, we not still lose hope, because at that to tell we scabble as them. We not still continue for study, because when you go say a single player the study, you will see more than 10 books them. And all what thing now they defend what them follow and go now them, so that when they will go now the world championship, then go try for make sure see them put Salon at the map. If it's Salon go perform well, not to the individual way they go play, or Emmanuel King, Ish, or Mohammed, not to the name get for day now in across the world.
But when you go to see that engagement, because it is now the time, no defy again.
Well, we don't try, because the deputy minister presently they tongue, we said don't try, because since then they act now the minister no day, we don't try for engage them, but instead be saying in busy. So the wait they are now on the minister now, and why should they wait for the minister? We still call on Soviet organizations them. Africell also we sell letter to them, and we hope say the last time we go there for go do a follow up, then tell we see the general manager not in town. The same to in the Salon commercial bag, but then don't give me what say then go see what then go do at the end of the month. And also Mercury International, we know say yes, they don't rescue a lot of sporting associations them. Okay. And we know then they are actually they honor them corporate social responsibility, and that we still want continue for appeal to them. We say we get we be presently they don't the deep sea, we they don't see now we not get nobody not saying for we tick or iron or rope, we'll follow, we come up. Because this is not about me, Martin Wusha Conte, it's not about Emmanuel King, it's not about Ishmael or Bobson Kamara, it's about Sierra Leone. If Salon go perform well, not to me name the girl for go put na the map here, na Martin go perform well for Sierra Leone. Yes, you name me name go involved, but na Sierra Leone get for the na the map. So we still call on the government for do. We know say yes, government don't do a lot for and promote sport to the country, but Scabul as well, if the government invests in Scabul, I believe saying will create serious impact in the picking their life, especially the one way then at the primary school, the secondary school, and the one who is separating at the tertiary institution and the universities. So we still call on the government and also Soviet organizations them for letting come to it, because we only get barely a week now, because if the team for the FIA on the 4th, because the tournament is start on the 6th. So we say if we don't come and make be one of the assistants, then we go there in a corner after the time we the scabula same they don't take for study over 3 months. And then our small room they study, they not take we in our hotel for go camp. We make sure say we engage them, we put them in our small room for study. We know make the effort say they go in vain. So now we could call on government and other social organizations them for them come to it so that Sierra Leone will be represented.
Okay, Martin, continue for the with me at the studio. I come back to you, Mr. Suma. At the scene at the Radio Democracy text line, I see so many people and they send message and some of the comments away people they make now that plenty member them na the party they now na the side Usai Mohammed Kamarimba Mansai they making asset declaration and you they are so the question the one we get for with transparency and accountability na the party you know if you say like people where they look at and say maybe na undermine una the try for undermine waiting they happen na the party.
Well, like I always say, people and they get their own views can say what they want for say. Right now, if I'm not there at the party because the party, we have a problem between me and him. And there are so many, this man not ever call me for invite me on certain things that we do. Even when I dare, so from where this issue happen, when I turn them down. And they talk for say, me come on the convention, APC convention. This man, a man where always they look for say, we go point finger. And for me, like I always say, I talk him publicly like, I don't care what people point finger at me.
And you come for the APC convention?
That's not true.
Okay.
I don't even have an invitation.
Maybe they feel say, or you don't get information say you want to be part of APC.
Like I tell you, whatever information we get, that night only, if you want it, you can public and to improve them. But like I said, I don't even get it. They give invitation to all political party for attend the convention. Come on, anybody never give me one. Come on, anybody attend SFPP convention. Is it a crime? Let me say, we attend APC convention. Is it a crime? When Kamarimba is with SFPP convention, it's not a crime. But if I maybe go and attend APC convention, then it's a crime.
So which means you now two don't get inside the room all the link?
You know, like I say, me even me campaign what I do. I run, I try for run member of parliament on Christmas 124. I'm telling the people, giving the message to the people that I'm still the deputy chairman of this party, ADP. And I'm running under ADP down till the day when I will make my final decision that I am no more ADP.
And you get intention?
Like I tell you, like I said, I have a tax. And that's what I'm working on. And like I said, I'm here to prove to the people that there's nothing personal between me and Kamarimba. Kamarimba is nothing to me. Just wait for Kamarimba to talk for, say, from October. I'm not give nothing. Look at the data of this deposit. Then look at all these institutions and one receipt. These are some of the things I talk for, say, the people that will be there at the panel, they are not, they biased because I give them a bunch of receipts. They only pick one. And they pick some of the one that way. Look at all these food I made daily. If not to Kamarimba Mansai as the receiver. So like I said, and then look at this one. There's a convention that we did October 29, 2016 in the United States. Where we collect a fund of almost $30,000. Ask if it reflects na the bank statement.
Okay. Quickly, let's take some text messages don't come inside the program. This first one that we get the Democracy Facebook page, they say, a lot of people want to be part of the political corridor in Sierra Leone because it is the most easy way to make free money with no accountability. It comes out from Fode Bundu. This other one from Ishmael Ibrahim Sharif, they say, the party has been governed by only one person. This other one, we don't come now. They get the Democracy Facebook page. They say, my friend, when I left this drama, you are just one agent working for a political party. Well, for now, they get the Democracy text line, the 0779819981. I get this other one where they say, this first one, they say, Mr. Suma, not like Mohammed Kamarimba, now we next president. So if APC, they use you, okay, the text are not sent outside in the text room. This other one, we don't come inside the program, they say, Mr. Suma, if you really want the development of this country under the leadership of Mohammed Kamarimba Mansai, You should come home and join the campaign rather than staying in the US at the same time want to be member of this party. It come out from Bama Safana Kisi. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say the sports minister is not that serious about sports issue in Sierra Leone. They are just there making fool of themselves. The text are not text. Usa edi text from. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, Mr. Young Man in the studio, are you sure that Sierra Leone will be part of this competition? Oh, Saloon, I suggest you start looking for funding in other areas or health. The person no. Text USA in the text form. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, this other one, they come, we don't come inside the program. They say, please, Mr. Chairman, before suffering in this party with no benefit, join the APC party. He come out from Manso Kamara and Adwazak. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, the ADB party is the only party to take Sierra Leone forward after the 2018 election. Whether you like it or not, you will not succeed with this blaspheming and other dubious activity against our party. Mr. Suma, I advise that you settle your differences with Mohamed Kamarimba Mansari. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, good afternoon, Radio D. Trust me, by the grace of Allah, the great, okay, well, we not a deal with anything we get for do it, Julius Madabiu. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, Radio D, are they ask that the man at the studio try as best as possible for make themselves with Mohamed Kamarimba Mansari, because as we talk now, Mohamed Kamarimba Mansari, they declare in assets, and most of we, the supporter and members of the party, then at the celebration. This last one for now, we are going to read because we not get them again. They say, let the guy in the studio try as best as possible to reach the president for this competition. Mr. Wisha Conte.
Well, we don't get the direct link, but I just believe, say, if we, a lot of people, at least ministers, they listen, and we dearly they need of help, and for less along being represented. So we want call on Sogiaton organization for you will get the direct link for make we reach the president. You go reach on the number 0992250097 for maybe you say go give you the link for low with the president.
So other possibilities, so you look for other for funding elsewhere instead of relying on the ministry.
We don't rely on the ministry alone, but we you know see if the government not get money for giving, they give you a cover note, but they make recommendation to we because they get other communists and we then get a very good report. The likes of Mercury, the Africell, and the Sierra Leone commercial, and they give you a cover note to go there. Maybe you're saying we could get help so that Salongo be represented.
Okay, Mr. Somebody they say una for try for set with Kamarimba, and the other one they say now because you want go APC make una they get problem with you and your leader.
Like I say back again, I don't see no reason when the people there. So even the PPRC yesterday, this man is saying about come join we love we settle the internet. If you why you request for like can join the way if you to say me I sell out? Why you why not all they request that? If I am not part of this party, yes, I will not do nothing at the party. Why are you requesting that? Like I tell you, no more say this man the question about saying this, about me not put give no. I don't show you certain thing the way they say October. I'm not giving nothing. Look, it's $1,000. The date said December 23rd,
okay,
2016.
Okay,
that's what it says. And then the convention was October 29. Look, I get the flyer. And none of them see us not reflect on the bank statement. So people then we just sit on this country so we just say no more because of somebody come, it can't tell when I wait till no one for Yeri, when I accept them without verifying.
Okay.
And as it's made a plea to the people of Sierra Leone, everything with most of them candidates at the campaign toner, me no they can't tell anybody about me, I said to again America. Let Kamarimba talk about me. If he's sincere. Una na mina America.
Okay, well now
so
the program.
Talk about that.
Now the program me they show go left for today, Wednesday, October 25, 2017. And me two guests then I be Ibrahim Suma, when are the national deputy chairman for the Alliance Democratic Party ADP. And I be same so get with me na the studio Martin Wisha Conte, where himself be then at the studio for talk about the competition where Salon they try for be part of the scramble tournament competition where Salon they try for be part of. Well the program they left you and today on Wednesday, October 25, 2017. team, and plenty thank you to Moses Kavura and Parkinson Otis Thomas for their technical support. Me and Fatima Sisi represent and produce the program. So stay to Maratata and continue for Stay Blessed.